Now 6 hours, 18 minutes time. Regular programming from VOA, the Voice of America in Washington, has been suspended so that we may keep you appraised of the situation of the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan. Which took place yesterday afternoon between 19 and 20 hours GMT.
Smiling Ronald Reagan was leaving the Washington Hilton, having received a warm welcome from a union audience. As he approached the limousine, these were the sounds. The sounds changed to pandemonium. Now the president, appearing uninjured, is pushed into his car by a Secret Service agent.
Dr. Dennis O'Leary said the lone bullet that struck Mr. Reagan in the left chest was removed in a relatively simple operation without any complications. President Reagan's doctors say he is in good condition and has an excellent chance of making a full recovery.
Prognosis is good. Not much is known yet about the man who shot the president. The Secret Service has identified him as John Hinckley, Jr. of Evergreen, Colorado.
If the president should die, the maximum penalty is death under a law that was passed after President Kennedy was assassinated.
Our regular programming has been suspended at VOA so that we might keep you appraised of the situation of the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan, which took place yesterday afternoon between 19 and 20 hours GMT.